Jared Smithson embodies the Vernon Coca-Cola Classic Winter Carnival Pee-wee Hockey Tournament's iconic slogan, "The stars of tomorrow are here today." Smithson played in the Classic for the Mustangs in 1992 and 1993, coached by his father, Bernie. He helped the Mustangs beat Prince George 6-3 in the 1993 Amy Miles A event final, before more than 500 fans at the old Vernon Civic Arena. Smithson went on to play 5 years in the Western Hockey League with the Calgary Hitmen, winning the 1999 WHL Championship before losing the Memorial Cup National Final in overtime that year to the host Ottawa 67s. Undrafted, Smithson signed as a free agent with the National Hockey League's Los Angeles Kings, and would go on to play 606 NHL games with the Kings, Nashville Predators, Edmonton Oilers, Florida Panthers, and Toronto Maple Leafs. More than 100 players that have participated in the Coca-Cola Classic have been drafted or signed by NHL clubs, including 24 from the host Mustangs. Now, Smithson has come full circle. He'll be behind the bench as head coach of the Mustangs. Like his dad was 32 years ago, when Vernon takes on Alberta's Wheatland Braves of Strathmore at 7:30 a.m. in the opening game of the 52nd Classic at Cal Tire Place North Thursday, February 13. Smithson's son, Hunter, is a member of the Mustangs. "I know it's going to be a special moment for my son," said Smithson, who turned 46 on Feb 4. "He's followed it and he's looking forward to playing in it, as are all of the kids. My dad coached me all the way up to my second year of Bantam. The memories of becoming the third Vernon team to win the home tournament since its inception in 1972 remain fresh with Smithson. We had a really good team that year we won it," he said. "We were a team. We had a great group of kids, all on the same page. It's similar to what we have this year. They're a very close group that cares about one another." After the tournament's opening ceremonies Thursday at 5:30 p.m., the Mustangs will take on the California Gold Rush of Lake Forest, in Orange County, in the opening day feature game at 5:45 p.m. Vernon closes out the Coca-Cola Division Round Robin Friday, February 14, at 5:30 p.m. against the Coquitlam Chiefs. All games in the tournament are at Cal Tire Place North. Teams in the Sun Valley Division include the North Island Strathcona Bears of Comox Valley, the Coeur d'Alene Hockey Academy of Idaho, Alberta's Foothill Bisons, which draws players from the communities of High River, Turner Valley, Nanton, Clearsholm, and Vulcan, and the defending tournament champions, the Penticton Junior V's. The Junior V's were known as the Penticton Knights when they beat the Mustangs 7-1 in the 2024 championship, the first ever event final featuring two teams from the Okanagan. And there's a good chance the two teams could meet in the A-final Sunday, February 16, at 4 p.m. Penticton is rated number one in the Okanagan Tier 1 U13 standings with a record of 2 August 23. The Mustangs are rated number two at 3 September 26, though Vernon hasn't played a game in nearly 2 weeks. "The team is feeling good," said Smithson. "We've had a good few weeks of practices, which have been sharp. The spirits are high and everyone is excited. It's a good feeling going in." Only once in the tournament's 51-year history have the same two teams met in back-to-back event finals. It happened in 1978 and 1979, when North Vancouver's North Shore Winter Club defeated the Mustangs by identical 10-4 scores. The Mustangs' roster features all but one second-year players, which includes a number of team members that played in the 2024 final. "Speed," said the head coach, "is one of the team's strengths. We're fast," said Smithson. "Our team plays fast. We've got a real offensive, fast forward group, very good goaltending, our defense is solid. We have 6D that are big and play the right way. We can do a little bit of everything, but when things are going well, we're playing fast." Games begin at 7:30 a.m., and end with 8 p.m. games, Thursday and Friday. The consolation side playoffs run Saturday, February 15, at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m., while the championship side semifinals go at 12:30 p.m. and 3 p.m. the four event finals go Sunday, starting with the Miki Ogasawara D event game at 8:30 a.m. That's followed by the Miki McMahon C event title at 11 a.m. The Alex Cooley B event final at 1:30 p.m. precedes the 4 p.m. for the Amy Miles Trophy. Smithson is just as excited for the tournament at 46 as he was at 13 and 14. I talked to the team briefly on what this event means to the city, the history that goes along with the tournament, and just the excitement of coming into the rink, he said. It's a different atmosphere than the Civic Arena, that was a special rink to play in, but today, the crowds are still great. There's great support from the community, from the schools that come in to watch the games. There are always fans in the stands, which, in this age group, is pretty special because that's not always the case.